Hello?
Hi, Beatrice.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. This is Evan from Local Slash giving you a call back. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. So shall we, I guess?
Yeah, let me get some information from you. We'll get all this rolling. So, what are your hours of operation looking like?
I usually do from. You said you're gonna give me a device that's gonna talk to people and I can call them back, correct?
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up there.
No, you're good. So you said you're gonna give me like a device or you're gonna set up a something that people are gonna talk to first and then I can call them back just in case if I miss their call?
Yeah, we can set up a Google Assistant for you, which is essentially just like you said, like an AI voice that kind of asks them questions on what they're looking for, what time frame they're working with. Just some intricate stuff like that. So it just isn't a voicemail that can answer it for him. It's going to be something a little bit more intricate, you know?
Okay, and it's gonna be free, correct?
Yeah, this is all included. It's nothing additional.
Okay, you can do the hours from 8 until 5 or 9 to 5, 8 to 4, whatever is good.
8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Yes. I can change it later, correct?
Yeah, you can change it at any time. So we'll just keep it to 5 days a week for now. That's perfect. And Beatrice, are you licensed and insured?
I don't have any license, honestly. I just have insurance.
Okay, it's no problem. Just say you're gonna get that soon.
What happens if I don't get any license?
It's not required for your job, is it?
Well, no, what I do know. Honestly, I
Yeah.
train at like a lot of companies, a lot of properties and stuff like that. They didn't need it. Some of them they do, honestly, but I don't work for it, so.
Right. For that residential work, I don't think you need it, so you should be just fine. And, of course, I'm going to market you for everything you do, Beatrice, but are there any specific jobs that you want us to throw a little bit of emphasis on that you just like doing or maybe that are your money makers?
Paint and drywall.
Painting. Perfect. And other than Phoenix and the Valley, what are some specific like cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting us to market you in?
Is it okay if I check right here? Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm in Youngstown. Okay. You can put Goodyear. Like, is it okay if I give you the entire list, or just like I have to give you a couple of them?
You can give me an entire list for sure. That's no problem.
Okay, so Goodyear. Do you want
Okay.
the zip code as well, or?
I think just the cities is fine. Our the client interview specialists will get a little bit more in depth on that and if they need to.
Okay. So you have Goodyear, you have Sun City,
Okay.
El Mirage, Surprise, Sun City West. I don't know what is that. What else? What else? Buckeye.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not showing right here, but damn it. Cashion? I don't know how to say it honestly. It's a
Cushion,
C-A.
yeah.
Okay. Glendale, Phoenix. Did I say Litchfield or no?
No, but I'll go ahead and put that down for Litchfield Park.
Please. And you said I can change these later on? Like, I give you a call, be like, hey, change these?
Yeah. And we'll also help you out. We give you, like, a system, as well as the management team is going to look out for you and see if any of these places are getting more spots than the others, or maybe if you missed one of these cities that's getting you some work, we'll be able to change that and, like, focus in your marketing there, so we're getting you a good amount of work from the best places possible.
Okay. I mean, you can leave these for right now. Like, this is good for right now. I have more, but we can keep it, like, let's say, with Google this much and then with other app this much, you know?
Right. Right. And Beatrice, I have your first name. What's your last name?
D-O-D-A. D as in dog. O as in Oscar. D as in dog. A as in apple.
Perfect. And what's a good billing address for you? Is it the 11583 West Shelsier Drive?
Yes.
All right.
Let me double check if it's so 11589, correct?
I have 11583. Is it 89?
Yes, it is 89. Let me, oh my god, now I'm confused. Because that's what is showing that, what the hell is going on? Oh my god.
All good.
I think you are right and I'm mistaken. No, you're right. 11583, you're right. My bad.
Perfect. No problem, man.
West Schleifer Drive, Youngstown, AZ, 85260.
Perfect. Thank you for clarifying that for me. And just give me one moment. I'm applying this discount for us. All right, perfect. And what kind of card are we going to be using today, Beatrice?
Let me see. It's a Visa.
Perfect. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, look, I'm going to give it to you, but look, just be honest with me. Mm-hmm. So if I give you 1 month, you think I will get some work? I don't want tons, like $1 million work. No. At least like a couple thousand for 1 month. And then am I going to return the 200, 50 or 40,
yeah,
whatever, like 249?
Yeah, you should definitely land a few jobs. But what I'm saying is give us a month and a half, just 2 months really. And that's really where you're going to see the whole entire game change, like what I'm talking about. Because with this type of programming, it isn't like a flip of the switch type deal. It's a lot of work. Like just within the first 2 weeks, we put in about 100 man hours for you. But if you give us a month and a half is all I'm asking, Beatrice, you're going to see a whole revamp. You're definitely going to land some jobs within the first month for sure. You're probably going to make back your money as well and probably even a heavy return. But what I'm talking about is the whole entire revive of your whole entire business. That's really going to happen in that second month, and you're going to really see what we can really do for you. And that's just because of how the programming works.
Okay. Fair. Let's do it then.
All right. I'm ready for it.
Okay. It's going to be 4938558920861040.
Perfect. And the expiration date, please.
It's going to be 9/26.
Thank you. And the CV code, please.
160.
Thank you. And Beatrice, we are never going to give out your personal information, but just because of the amount of traffic we're going to have coming your way, and sadly because of today's climate on the internet, the likelihood of you getting a spoof call is up there. So we want to prevent anything bad from happening. So we set up a security question.
A what call you said?
A spoof call, like someone that will try to pose as us but isn't us. Or like just like a scam call or something like that. So we don't want anything bad from happening. So we set up a security question. Essentially, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you and you want to make sure it's us, you have this question that you would ask us and we'd immediately answer it for you. So we have three options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
Wait, my mother's name and the other two again? The city I was born in?
Yeah, it's your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. You can pick any of the three.
Pet.
Perfect. Dan, what's the answer for that one?
Strawberry.
Thank you. And I just have to do one more thing before I can actually complete this purchase, Beatrice. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, as well as it's just an added form of protection for you. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Perfect. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
BDS Renovation, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Butchers Doda, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Wait, what?
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
What does that mean?
Like this card that we're using, it belongs to you, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, if you could go ahead and open up your contacts on your phone, I'm going to give you our phone number. It's going to be the only one we contact you from, as well as where you contact us from now on. You can save it under the name of our business, which is Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
Okay, go for it.
That's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225.
Okay, sounds good. Perfect.
And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
About what?
Just about your marketing. Just solely about this marketing so we can make sure that everything's working as perfect as possible.
I mean, yeah, if it's going to help me, sure, why not?
Awesome. All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
That I don't understand. What does that mean?
Oh, it's just if you hire on anyone to do marketing for you, that's not us, you just let us know about it so we can coordinate with it the right way.
Okay, honestly, I don't think I'm going to hire anyone, but I will let you know if I do.
Perfect. Yeah, that's all we need. All right, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, November 12, 2024, and the amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th day and the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay, and it's going to be the number 877 you said?
Yeah, it's the same one I just had you save.
Oh, the same one? Okay. I thought it was a different one.
No. Yeah, it's just the same one, of course. I'm going to go ahead and process that payment. Uh-oh, looks like it probably like sent you a text or something because it didn't, it suspected fraud.
I didn't get any. Hello?
Yes, sir. You didn't receive, like, any type of text to approve it or anything?
No, nothing.
Let me give it a moment. I'll try.
And about my email, the email that I gave you earlier, I'm not going to use that for my business.
Okay. The email that you gave me is just going to be used for us. We're not going to have people contact you through it. It's just going to be communicating with us only.
Okay, even for the website, you're going to use that one, like to open a website or create a website or no?
We'll just use this one to send you emails about like your marketing. We aren't going to use it like for people to send to. I mean, we can change it to something else if you just want it to be your business email. Is that a different one?
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. What is that?
It's going to be BDS_renovations_LLC@yahoo.com.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. Now let me see if they'll process it now. Yeah, you might want to just check like your banking app or something real quick because it says it's just not approving the purchase just because it's suspecting that it won't process it. Like you'd have to approve it.
How much you said you're going to take from me? $249?
Yes, $249 exactly.
There's no $249, nothing. This is November 11th, 10th, 6th. And I don't have any text or anything or email about, let me see. Yep, there's no nothing.
Now let's just make sure we have, so the expiration date, just to make sure, is 09 of 26, is that right?
Correct, yes.
And the CV code, can you verify that for me?
160.
Perfect. Should all be okay. Let's see. Just so I have, your first name is spelled B-U-T-R-U-S, right?
Correct.
And the name on the card is your name. It's not the business name, right?
My name, and I spelled like BDS, Butrus Doda, and then BDS Renovations.
Okay, maybe that. Yeah.
Like my name on top and then the company name under it, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, that might have been it. Let's just see. Yeah, you want to try just calling your bank real quick? I'll stay on the line on hold. It's giving me the same code.
Let me see. I mean, if they're going to answer fast, hopefully. Let me see.
Yeah, I'm in no rush, man. You can take your time.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, Beatrice, I'll be right here.
What to tell them, though, like, by the way? Like,
yeah, just ask them if, like, you had any, like, fraud alerts, and just to let them know that you're just trying to process this payment, and it's an invalid one.
Okay. Sounds good, then. Just give me a minute, then.
Yeah, take your time, Beatrice. No rush.
Hello?
Yeah, Beatrice.
Hey, hello. So, honestly, there's nothing. They said there's nothing.
Interesting. Okay, so
you want to check the entire full number?
Yeah, let me just get the number again.
Okay, so 4938558920861040.
Right. Let me go ahead and try processing this. Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening here. It's just not letting me process it. Would there possibly be another card we could try using? Yeah, it's just... And this is a Visa, right?
It is a Visa, yeah. The other one, honestly, I don't have any money in it, so...
Okay.
Like, gotcha. I don't use it.
And it's not... It's a Visa, not a MasterCard or anything like that?
No. It's a Visa, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, because I ran a purchase just earlier this morning. It was working just fine, but with this one, it's just not allowing me to for $249. And it's saying suspected fraud for all of these. It's not giving me like insufficient funds or anything like that. It's saying that the fraud. Do you have like a Cash App card or anything like that that you can maybe transfer to? We could try that card instead.
I don't use Cash Apps or stuff like that.
Okay, interesting. Let's see something real quick. Let's check. Let me see if I can fix something real quick for us. Okay, great. There we go. Awesome. So it went ahead and processed. Yeah, I'm not sure what was going on. I reached out to one of our IT people. I think it was just something in our system that was causing that. But they were able to push it through. And I do want to be the first to congratulate you, Beatrice. I appreciate you working through this on me, but I do want to say welcome to Local Splash, man. I think this is going to be something that will be a tool to help you thrive and be a game changer. Now, there's just two things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. Either way is a good way to access this. It's just our terms and conditions I need you to sign real quick. And then we can go ahead and schedule that client interview.
Okay, I'm going to the link right now.
Yes, sir.
It's just loading. I don't know.
Sure thing.
Okay, so I see, like, right now I'm on the website.
Yeah, it should be something like click here, and then you go, and it'll be like our terms and conditions that it would just have you like click you agree with, and then like fill in your name.
Okay, I just let me so let me see. Do I have to read all of it? I mean, there's a lot.
Nothing is hidden. Nothing like. It's going to be a surprise to you or anything like that. Everything I said is exactly what you're getting into. There's no additional cost. There's nothing that I said that we can't provide for you. It's just agreeing to those terms and also just something you can hold on to review if you want to. But it's nothing serious, and there's no contract, like I said, so you don't have to worry about it being binding or anything like that.
Okay, sounds good. Confirm. So do I put my full name or just like initial?
Your full name, please.
Okay. Okay, so confirm signature. Okay, so right now I'm said, welcome to Local Splash Sign In with your...
Yeah.
So what
that's all you needed to do for
right
now. That's all you need to do for now. They'll set up that dashboard for you after the client interview. I just need you to sign that for right now. Thank you for doing that. Now, what would be a good time today,
okay,
or if not today, tomorrow, you'd like to schedule this client interview?
Is
you said for like maybe
today?
That 3? Yeah, for like that 3 o'clock, would that work? Like 3 o'clock your time?
2:30 my time. What?
Okay, 2:30. Okay.
At my 2:30.
Okay, it'll probably be a little bit after that, but just because they have a couple interviews that time, but we can definitely do it in that block. Okay, perfect. And just to make sure, the 623-759-6221 is a good one to contact you back at.
Yes, 623-759?
Yes, 623-759-6221. Perfect.
Yes,
I'm sketching
yes,
that out one moment. Well, Beatrice, you are all scheduled up for that call around 2:30-ish. I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the programming specialist that will be conducting the interview. But otherwise, we are good to go, Beatrice. I really can't wait to see how we help you change your business for the better. It's honestly one of my favorite parts of the job. But otherwise, we're all good to go. I'll speak with you here later today, and we'll get everything rolling.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Beatrice, speak to you later.
I
have a good one.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.